calling Katrina, who is late to the show.
I'm not late.
You are
late.
I
didn't know if you were home yet.
Didn't I say 5 o'clock? Oh, she hung up. Calling her back right now.
Can you hear me? Oh, now you can hear me.
I figured since you were sitting in Katrina's spot, you would use Katrina's microphone.
Oh, no, because it's not EQ'd to my voice.
You don't even know what that means.
No, but I know it's important. Answer your phone.
Hey, it's Katrina. I'm not here right now, so leave me a message.
Yeah, that's truth. Not here right now, are you?
At the tone, please record your message.
Late for her own show.
You may hang up or press 1 for more options.
It's not very professional, Katrina.
Well, Katrina, I guess the fans are going to get one thing they want today. Less of you. Since the whole beginning of the show is just us talking to your voicemail, apparently. See, said that we were going to start at 5, got a basketball game to go to. Starts at 7. Real concerned about the tickets and everything. Making sure we get them scammed by 7:15. I wanted to be there at 6:45, you know, 30 minutes early. Well, not really early. It's 15 minutes early, 30 minutes early compared to you, and do an hour-long show. Figured we start at 5, get plenty of time to get acclimated, sit down, have a good show.
Nope.
Go to the game, but no.
No, Katrina is not here.
Yeah, it's 5:10. Katrina isn't here. Starting the show without her, I guess.
I guess.
What a jerk. We are recording.
Yay.
Woo-hoo. Good afternoon, everyone.
Wait, it's what not about afternoon. The intro?
We're doing the intro. What intro? You mean the music intro?
Okay, never mind.
Okay, great.
You don't listen to your own show, do you?
I do.
She doesn't understand how the
no, but you said we already did the skits, so then I was like, okay, we're going to just start the show.
We did a skit, but it was only a minute and a half long.
Oh, okay.
Because someone would participate.
I figured we'd introduce Trevor.
Hi, Trevor.
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 Trevor. Trevor.
You always talk about me. I figured I'd show myself.
Yeah, on radio.
Came out of the woodwork.
Take a good look, audience.
I didn't know what to wear. I spent hours picking out this outfit. How beautiful.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was a good intro.
Yay!
You're all going to get Christmas bonuses this year, let me tell you.
Live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas, this is Life. With your hosts, Seth Neiman, Katrina Abbott, and Chris Harlan.
With special guest Trevor today, who's Katrina's brother, Trevor.
My brother.
Trevor.
My brother.
Trevor. Thank you, Charles. Pretend I said it at the beginning. And thank you, Malia and Megan, for my basketball tickets.
Yay! Megan.
Welcome to life. They got my tickets to the last game. I don't know who got them for me tonight besides you, but you get thanked enough. I'm tired of thanking you right now.
I don't care.
So just,
you can thank Malia because she's the one giving you
people,
the other.
People are just going to start assuming that the standard format for the beginning of the show is thank you, Charles, and thank you, Katrina. like I have to beg
well,
you every
you know,
week to be
here.
It
should be, obviously, because the world revolves around
it
me.
It is. This show does, at least. We established today that regular life revolves around me and the show revolves around you.
Yes.
That's what we decided.
I will admit to that.
Got a new episode for you today on November 16th. Today's the 14th when we're recording it. So the 16th does make sense.
That's,
it's
and that's awesome. Yeah,
we just signed some contracts because, yeah, anyway. I don't know why anyway. I'm telling you that. Thanks for listening. Our show is going to be okay today.
Yeah, it'll be okay.
It'll be all right. We're rushed because I and Chris are going to a K-State basketball game.
Woo!
Right after this show, which starts at 7, which is why we needed to start the show at like 5.
But I already Katrina told you this wasn't here.
In the intro. So
it'll be okay. It'll be okay.
I'm sorry if throughout the show I randomly replaced words with basketball or... or something like that. Like, Katrina, you have a good basketball day today? Things like that. I apologize in advance if that happens because happens because I'm excited for basketball.
It's finally here.
Basketball season, it's upon us, and I'm pumped up for it, Katrina.
Yeah,
Katrina's just staring at you.
Yeah.
I am super pumped for it. It's just the fact I can't enjoy it yet because I've got stupid scholars and my brother.
And your stupid brothers.
He's picked the bad day to come.
Good job, Trevor. Thanks. Anyway, before we get to all the fun stuff on the show, I got to tell you to email us, life@duo.com.
D-E-W-O.
I get enough emails, though. I feel like I should stop promoting this because I feel like our show has turned into some type of skeezy dating site, which you will notice today as we read off the emails. They all have to do with love and marriage and nakedness.
And Chris.
Some about Katrina in there, too. I forgot what they were, and I reread them before the show, and yeah, we've got to put a stop to this.
Okay, let's just...
Before we turn into ancient Rome or something.
I will no longer look forward to mail time, probably, after today.
That'd be great, because I'm tired of typing them up. And if you want to get involved with us, go to Facebook and go to Twitter. It's /duo on both. Tell your friends. That's the biggest help, really, besides giving us money, which you can do at duo.com/shop, where we have beautiful hoodies and beautiful t-shirts and beautiful
Amazon
ladies t-shirts. And Amazon, as you know, Katrina.
Yes, I do know.
The Christmas season
is upon us.
The Christmas season is upon us.
Christmas!
It's time to tell you about Amazon.com.
Nicely done.
Yes. You know we mean it because I took time out of my day to find this horrible karaoke God Rest You Merry Gentlemen music bed. So you know that I'm serious when I say you gotta shop Amazon, people. You're gonna shop stuff for Christmas anyway. Katrina won't because she hates niceness and friendship.
It's true.
And puppies and bunny rabbits.
Anything cute, really.
And yeah, anything cute brings happiness to people. But new people, our dear listeners, you love happiness. So make us happy today by going to Amazon.com through the link on Duo.com, or just use the search box on the homepage. Type in whatever you're looking for. Trying to find an edible panty for your lover.
Why was that the one thing he came up with?
I don't know. Panty. And why would you want that from Amazon? Because you don't know where that's coming from.
Well, first of all, everything on Amazon is new. That's kind of the benefit of it. Secondly,
unless you click use.
I will admit that that was not the first thing I thought of.
Great. Great. He censored himself to edible panty.
Yeah. So if you want some things like that, or, you know, some nice things for your mother or father, hopefully not the edible panty, but something that they would enjoy. Yeah, no, might like it. Never know. But get that through Amazon.com. There's no extra cost to you. It's basically, you don't even notice it's happening, but we notice it's happening. So please, find it in the bottom of your cheerful, jolly hearts.
Please.
To go to Duo.com, and then go to Amazon.com through the link, or using the search box.
God bless us, everyone.
I could not have planned that better. Did you hear how well that thing ended?
That's why I was hoping you would shut up so I could slip it in there.
Like,
wow.
Templeton.
I know.
I went dirty there.
We all did.
Okay. So, I want to, I'm going to change some things up today.
Okay.
We're going to address some things at the beginning of the show that we usually address towards the end of the show.
Have at it.
Mainly being the letters.
No. Mail time.
We're gonna do that in the second break.
Okay.
This time we're gonna take care of some user requests. Today's all about us. Katrina's got family in town.
Yay.
Trevor's seeing me for the first time. It's gotta be a treat.
He almost wet his pants on the way over here.
Yeah. He's like, I'm gonna meet Seth for the first time. I can't stand it. This is like the time I met Chuck E. Cheese. What is wrong with me today?
Many.
I don't even know what that means.
It's every day. It's every day.
Chuck E. Cheese is my idol.
Yeah. Chuck E.
Really?
He's funny. He's funny. Anyway, he reminds me of this guy I knew once. There you go.
That's a great story.
He reminds me of this one time at band camp. Okay, I don't even remember what I was going to talk about.
You were going to talk about things we normally do at the
oh,
end
yes,
of the show.
Oh, yes, user requests, because me and Chris are going to basketball, so we're happy. Katrina's happy. Trevor's happy. Everybody's happy.
Woo!
No, I'm not. Yay.
So what we're going to take care of are...
Search terms.
The search terms.
Yes!
And then afterwards, I'm going to replace my soundboard, which just exploded from the over-yelling
that
just happened.
Would you rather me and Katrina be sad?
I just played Katrina's theme song on accident.
This one. This is your theme song? I thought
it's
it was
my new
the,
one.
The...
It's a new one. It's
yeah, she also,
my storytelling
she
theme
also
song.
Has this one.
There we go. That's the one.
Yeah. And then she also has this one.
That's my storytelling song.
And then she also has this one.
I hate that one. Turn it off.
Top 10 search terms.
I never understood that one.
It's okay. It's an inside joke.
These are how people... I don't know where my music bed was.
I liked your sad Jewish music.
Sad Jewish music. All Jews are sad.
I know.
It's part of the territory. These are things that people search in order to find Duo.com.
Yay.
I tried to pick an assortment of random and weird ones. Ones that didn't make sense. One that would scare my audience and the people in this room with me right now.
Great.
Yay.
So, I'm just going to read the top 10. These aren't interesting. I haven't compiled these. These are just the top 10 ways that people find beautiful monsters. I just said Beautiful Monsters. Because that's number one. I was reading, and I said the wrong thing. Some people find Duo. Number one is Beautiful Monsters. What a shock.
Yeah, that's still number one. Hasn't it always been number one?
Well, it's been right around there. Monisa was number one for a while.
That's truly scary.
Yeah. And basically, Breaking Dawn is coming out soon, so it makes sense.
Breaking Dawn!
What a shock.
Oh, I have tickets.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Just move on.
Trevor was just disgusted. Number two is Halloween Costumes for Men 2011.
For men?
I was trying to go with Seth, but there was no.
He couldn't find a shirt big enough. Number three is Basketball Player Halloween Costumes.
Interesting.
Number four is Censored Halloween Costumes. Number five is T-Max, which is the Michael and Colby show. I have no idea why that's a search term.
That's weird.
Number six is Famous Basketball Players 2011. You can tell what we've talked about in the last month.
Apparently.
Halloween and basketball. Next one made me laugh. Number eight, Increase in Quality. Don't know how they found our site from that one.
I don't either.
And then number nine is basically number two, Best Halloween Costumes 2011 for Men. And then number 10 makes perfect sense. Crazy Drunk People.
Yeah. Me.
Hey, I did search that one.
Yeah.
Yay.
Now here's just a random assortment that ran through. There's like 650 some terms that people had searched to get to Duo. Here's the like 13 that I found that I thought were interesting enough to mention. Of course, coming at number 11 is Matthew Riddle. People can't get enough of him. There's no information about him on the internet because science can't explain it, so quit searching. Number two, Random Personal Questions. Number three, Katrina's Halloween costume.
Katrina and Wranglers.
Number four, Happy Black Person. Don't know why that one's
I don't
there.
Think they'd be very happy after listening to our show.
There are no black people on Duo.com. I would just like to state that.
But they used to think I was or something.
That's true. Maybe they did. That one dude did ask if you were white.
Yes.
Number five is Toplessness.
That was on you.
That one is on
Topless
me.
Tuesdays.
Why, were you topless?
I don't know what you just said, but Topless Tuesdays?
We had that whole conversation about naming the days of the week with drinks. Like,
okay, I don't remember that, but I'll explain later. Number six, another one I can't imagine them finding our show through. Amazing Letters. It really happened. Okay, the next ones are the non-shocking ones. Hot Katrine, which I think is amazing that people are now searching for you via your name, Katrine.
That's awesome.
Katrine. Hot Katrine. Number nine, making its appearance again. Katrina and hot jeans.
I don't know why everyone loves Katrina and jeans.
Why?
People love to look at you in jeans, what you're wearing today, by the way.
Yep.
Looking hot, Katrina.
I know, right? Always.
Number 10, getting a little more specific, Katrina's leg.
Not legs, though. Just
no,
leg.
Just one.
Leg. It actually says Katrina leg. So I don't know. One about Chris, I don't really understand. I'm going to spell it. K-R-I-S, which is her name, B-U-T. Chris Butt. But it's one word. I don't know what a Chris Butt is.
I think it's like a biscuit type thing. Like a
Crisp Butt.
Yeah, but I think you spelled it wrong.
It's like her name and the word butt. But without a space.
And a
butt.
T.
I don't know if they were looking for Chris's butt and the man who did it is mentally ill.
Probably.
But.
Great.
Stop searching for her. Also, number 11, K-State football.
Of course.
Yeah. I think it's good. And hopefully it's not Bill Snyder listening. Number 12, my favorite one of them all. Life is so boring. But you know someone searched that on Google and they came up with our show.
That's true.
Yeah. It's not. They didn't like search our show and then type that in. It's not like
it's probably Google they were really bored
box.
And they yeah. typed in yeah. life is so
and
boring.
And then they found our show and then they decided that that's
Shoot
still
themselves.
True.
Yeah. Decided to kill them.
Jumped off the nearest building.
Exactly what I was thinking.
And then number 13, I think, is funny because it's his first appearance. Schlarty.
Schlarty. Schlarty Bart.
I think
Schlarty
it's
number one.
he made
Schlarty
it.
Number two.
He made it onto the list randomly.
That's funny.
Awesome.
I like that
so those are our search terms. There you go, listeners. Are you happy that you got what you wanted?
I'm happy.
We made it not about Katrina. We made it about you for a segment.
Not really.
Oh, one whole segment.
We're going to come back and we're going to do it again because we're going to read your letters.
Woo woo.
Yeah.
Mm.
I know y'all are excited about letters, especially you, Chris.
No. No, I'm not excited.
It'll be okay.
Lesbians.
You'll survive.
It's going to be great. We'll be right back.
This is Life.
Welcome back, y'all, to life. It's time for your letters.
Yay.
We're going to mix it up, like I said, and we're going to do letters. We're going to clear out some closet space here.
I'm actually really curious about Chris's. It's more and more intriguing to me now.
I know. I like to blow them up for you guys and make them cooler than they are, so you guys are excited about doing this show. They're probably just going to be like, Chris, I love you. Only they're not. I mean, you can see right here, I got like a bunch of letters.
I just saw blank pages.
Well, believe me, there's words on them.
Okay. In invisible ink, right?
Yes. I got to get out my black light to look at them, which sadly isn't on my desk. I don't know.
Oh, what happened to your black light?
You stole it, I'm sure.
I did not steal it.
Whatever. I did.
Okay, let's do our patented fade out.
Yep.
And then let's
time for mail.
Yeah, let's go to a mail.
Mail time. I'm just not as excited.
Are you excited over there?
I'm hyper. I had caffeine.
Christmas and caffeine.
Yeah. He shouldn't have bought me pop at Subway.
And basketball.
And basketball.
You want her hyped up because it's basketball.
That's true. She's going to yell at me to do the Wabash again.
He never does the Wabash.
If you're going to a K-State, you have to do the Wabash.
I can't leave.
No, you have to fall off the bleachers,
Katrina.
It would be a rolling donut man falling down the bleachers attacking everyone.
Okay. Don't Wabash.
ESPN forever.
Don't Wabash so hard.
The biggest bloopers of the world.
Just lightly Wabash.
I'm like the TV. Juggernaut in X-Men. Once momentum starts, I can't stop. I end up doing the Wabash for the rest of the game like a spring. I'm not going to do it.
What's the Wabash?
It's our dance. It's like you turn to one side, you turn to one side.
You basically lean back and forth like this. It's like an ab workout.
Yeah, and you do that.
But you do it opposite each other.
Which, first of all, I'm also not coordinated enough to do that.
You just look to your left, you look to the right, and you just pick a side to go. You just follow the crowd.
I'm just going to be 24 and just not do it.
Okay, fine.
He's just old.
Okay. Letters.
Yay.
As usual, we're going to save the lesbians for last.
Okay.
Make Chris sweat a little
bit. Lesbians.
I know, right? Lesbians. I love it.
I love the snort.
I know.
Andrew from Pocatello, Idaho. Move. Leave that town.
Move.
Let's move. Pocatello.
Find another town to become from.
How did I not notice the retarded name of that town when I originally made it? Pocatello. I'm not going to read your letter, but it's funny, so I'll read it. Move. I'm really hoping that Katrina's new apartment search... Oh, sorry. I should learn to read myself. I'm really hoping that in Katrina's new apartment search, she ends up just moving into the same building as Seth. I imagine a three-company scenario happening that ends with Templeton.
Yes.
Won't you consider it, Katrina?
I will gladly consider it.
My apartment is out of her price range.
It totally is out of my price range.
I live on the golf course. Sorry, I can't help it.
Something like that.
Yeah,
there's a golf course?
Yeah, there is.
Where?
It's a mini putt, and it's down in the laundry room. Next one. Sabrina from Springfield, Mo. Stands for Missouri.
I'm so proud of you.
This doesn't live in Pocatello. You guys are just the biggest teases ever. My last week was incredibly busy. I had 3 doctor's appointments, Christmas shopping with my mother, taking my kids to school, having a sleepover for them this weekend, planning a family vacation, and somehow I still made time to listen to your show so I could hear about Carmen. All Chris did was tell us more facts. But nothing about her.
I don't know what to tell about Carmen.
I must know more about this lady of mystery.
Stalker.
Now.
Yeah, apparently Carmen's gonna get like killed in the middle of the night.
It's okay. It's not like she has anything to live for. Boys scare her.
She has two dogs.
She kicks downstairs. No one.
Only one. Only
okay,
one.
My bad. She's going to a formal.
Yeah, with some guy's friends.
Some guys. Okay.
No, like,
with 60 Minutes with Chris, you've got to tell us about this form, okay?
60 Minutes with Chris.
I said when you died, it would become 60 Minutes with Chris instead of life.
No one would listen to that show.
Hey, my lesbian lovers would.
Seth, team meeting.
Okay.
I have headphones now.
Team meeting.
Oh, that's true.
Team meeting.
That's true.
Team meeting. Seth, team meeting.
There's no button required for me to listen to you. You start speaking. What do you want me to do?
Look at me so I know you're listening.
I'm looking right at you.
What do you want? What is it, Katrina?
It's past the point of being funny now.
As
was gonna say, don't tell us that, don't tell Chris that no one's gonna listen. Give her hope. I was just gonna say team meeting, don't tell her that.
It's this guy who lives in Pocatello's farm. I'm blaming him. And lots of people would listen to Chris's show as long as she did it like the Naked News, where like every segment she
takes off something.
All of her lesbian lovers would be lined up at the door. Please don't ever make that noise. Kristen from Rockford, Illinois. This is one of my favorite letters.
Okay.
I don't care about sports. I don't care about K-State. Quit talking about all that boring stuff and get back to the stuff that's interesting. I don't know when this show became so self-absorbed. You used to have funny bits like when Matthew called or word association. Now you just have eating segments. Come on, guys. Step it up.
I agree with her. Like,
first of all, Matthew called last week.
Well, we tried to call Matthew. He didn't answer.
That's actually why we quit calling him, because he quit answering.
Yeah, I mean, like, so we had the conversation with Matthew last week. I don't know when this show wasn't self-absorbed. I think last week was also the first week we talked about something relevant to pop culture in the Kardashian way.
It is true.
I mean, otherwise we just talk about what Katrina ate the other day. That's all our show's ever been about.
I know.
Basically, it's like, sure. What doesn't she eat?
Yeah.
Excuse you.
You're excused.
And that one time she whipped her boob out and let that guy play with me.
What the hell? Why would you put that on the air?
Did it play banjo music? Because I have a feeling it probably.
We learned all about your brother's masturbatory habits earlier.
I figured
he should learn all about the boob incident.
The boobage. Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Back to
on.
Regular content
can
for our normal listeners.
Can you masturbate on the radio?
No, you can't. But I'm gonna edit that. Well, you can, but not on this show.
Oh, edit it out. Oh yeah.
If the listeners pay $1.25 or whatever,
$1.29,
they can listen to what was just bleeped.
That's right, and you'll want to hear it too.
Oh yeah,
because it was about Katrina's
I didn't know
poop.
That was a word though.
What? The M word?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
like
you can
the way
say
you
it
put
the
it. No, the way you put it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, whatever.
Okay, moving on to Mike from Rutland, Vermont.
VT? Wow. Vermont?
Yep, VT.
Then it's the only state that starts with a V.
I thought, Virginia. No, I was like Virginia. And
Virginia.
I was like,
oh, crap. That's
there's
what
no T in Virginia.
Good job.
What's that sneaky T doing in there?
Snigger.
I saw on Seth's Twitter that Katrina finally got her tattoo.
Yes, I did!
We'll discuss that here coming up in a little bit. Looks good. I certainly hope that it was worth the pain. Most people regret getting crosses, though, but yours didn't look too religiously, so I'm sure it'll be fine. And here's the most random and the best part of this entire letter. Also, Colby is dumb. Love the show.
Yes, he is.
Just randomly thrown in there that true. Colby's dumb. I mean, we did talk about him getting a job at Pizza Hut.
Yeah,
we could talk about that, too, if we want.
Congratulations.
Okay.
I like Pizza Hut.
Yeah, you wouldn't like it if Colby came in.
Where's all this hashish on my pizza?
Thank you. Coughing like over here doesn't help as much, but I appreciate it regardless.
Oh, goodness.
Go ahead, get it out. Get it out.
I'm done. I'm done.
Okay. Are we ready for for the stalkers?
No.
Yep.
Okay.
Lay it on her.
Emily from Dalton, Georgia. This letter addresses a couple things from last week. Something about Seth, and then something about Zoe. That's your lover, if you didn't know.
Yeah,
from Colorado.
I remember, because she looks like I picture her as the black lady from Firefly.
Yeah, that's right. But because I'm awesome, I'm going to discuss it in just two sentences. I don't know if the ability to not write a lot makes you awesome, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it makes it easier for you. You don't have to read a whole page of clarification.
That's true, I guess so. Zoe... Oh, sorry. She's addressing Zoe. Zoe, the reason Chris doesn't want to move to Colorado with you is because you can't give her something that Seth isn't already giving her. I mean, look at Seth, and then look at Chris. You know Seth has something that keeps her around. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
It's called like a cage.
He did say the other day he was going to get a cage and put me in it.
I don't doubt that.
It'd be awesome to keep her in a giant cage.
No, it wouldn't be.
It wouldn't be.
Like,
can we get Chris today?
Will she have, like, a big hamster wheel? Because I think that'd be fun.
We gotta get her in one of those tubes. And she's drinking out of one of those bottles with the metal pipe.
We call you May. From Family Guy.
I can just see the cage circling over to the water.
We'd be like, oh, I like
Chris, she does that anyway.
Chris wants a biscuit.
A Crispin.
A Crispin. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Anyway,
are they
back
always
on track.
This mean to you?
That's not true.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Next letter, please.
Trevor, if you hung out around her more, you would totally agree that it'd be awesome to put her in a cage.
No,
it
wouldn't.
It would just be so funny to come home to cute Chris in a cage. And we would just,
she'd just sit there and pout like, let me out.
Throw some bread at her like a duck.
We gotta get you declawed.
That's what I was about to say.
That and neutered. We want to help that pet population.
Please don't neuter her. I need that.
Apparently, I'm going to go to Colorado now where Zoe loves me.
Okay, have fun.
Let me
no
know how it
here
is.
Loves me.
Here's one for you, Katrina.
Okay.
We're going to save the most stalkerish one, Chris, to the very
okay,
end.
No, good. Great. She's got the most.
Jake from McGill, Nevada.
Nevada, that's a new one.
Hello from the desert. I'm sorry to hear about your boyfriend, Katrina.
Thanks.
If you want another one, look me up. I think your voice is so sexy. And I bet you look sexy, too. You should have Seth give you my email, and let's exchange photos. That's it.
Should we give you the one with the strep marks on your belly? The one where you're bloated? How about the one when you won that hot dog eating contest? You know?
Oh my god, are you? If that's a true story, I need to see that picture immediately.
You'll never know.
You want to exchange emails with Jake from McGill, Nevada? He could be a military man.
That would be a no, because Nevada is further away than Minnesota. I'd rather just go to Minnesota. But thank you for the offer.
Jake's at home crying now.
Sorry,
Jake. You could send Chris pictures. I don't know if she'll like him, but
yeah. I didn't say I wouldn't take pictures.
Send me pictures. I don't care. I'll look. And now.
I've seen better.
Not impressed.
Not impressed.
Next.
Censored.
The grand finale.
Ah, yes.
Great. Not only is this a lesbian stalker.
Great.
She's also from France.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh la la.
Chris's homeland.
Ooh la la.
Sacre bleu.
Does she shave under her pits?
I didn't ask. I'll call her.
Okay.
Janie from Le Mans, France. I don't know if I said that right.
I don't know.
It's Le Mans. Le Mans.
There you go.
I said it French, so I figured I didn't need to pronounce it right. Christina. She referred to you by your full name. I don't know why you're so alarmed by Zoe coming onto you. It is so American. In France, this type of flirting comes naturally and everyone enjoys it. You should embrace this attitude and look at females as lovers and not frightening. I guarantee you will like the feeling once you have discovered it. I love your show, and since Katrina wants emails about Seth, I will say that his laugh is infectious.
Good way or bad way? Okay, there we go.
That was me, not her.
Yeah, if all French women sound just like that, I'd be afraid too.
They do, they sound exactly like this. And I can't help but smile and sometimes laugh when he laughs. I hope to one day order a t-shirt from your store now that it's Asian.
Yeah, why did you turn Asian halfway through that?
But international shipping is expensive. Most honorable t-shirt from Samurai Sword Store. Hope all of you are well.
And we just lost that.
And we just lost another listener.
Yep.
Welcome to life, making everybody happy all the time. Aren't you glad we did letters?
We don't stereotype in this on this radio station at all.
Ay, 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 ay.
That was Spanish. Also, I wish no music was playing. That would have been a great fourth clip to play after all the other ones I have. Okay, a couple things that we need to clear up about these letters. Number one, Katrina and Chris, stop emailing them asking for love connections. Unless they include a photograph naked photograph.
Now they're just gonna send naked photographs with their love letters.
Probably.
Then
probably
I will not read these letters, and I will just keep in mind I will also forward your pictures to Trevor.
Please no.
The female ones.
Okay.
As long please as you so. Shave. And then, and otherwise, please, no more love letters to Chris or Katrina. Katrina is half single, and Chris is not single at all. So please. Unless there's a picture.
For Seth's sake, he's getting a heart attack with the idea of men wanting Chris.
Oh, men don't write. If they did, I would crawl through their IP line and kill them.
Exactly.
So they know better.
I'd like to see that. I'm going to write.
Yeah, go ahead. Go for it. I know where you live now. I don't know why.
I don't know why. Because he's been here, you now know where he lives.
You live in my studio. Once you come in, you can't live. I'll put you in Chris's cage.
No, Daddy, no.
Eat your Crispin. So, this is not OkCupid. It is not Match.com. Please. Only if there's a picture, write in letters for love. Army people can write, Katrina, and I'll just forward those on to her, but I'm not going to read them on the air. Write substantial letters. Let's go around the room and request one thing each that we want listeners to say in these letters for next week. Katrina, go.
I got nothing.
I think people should write their favorite segment.
Okay.
That was lame.
A fun game. No, something like a new skit idea or a game that we can play on
to
the show.
Yes. Help us.
Work for
ideas.
Us. Work for us, listeners.
Yeah.
No, like
free
something
labor.
Like
it's
something
not enough that you
that
shop through
would...
Amazon and listen to
they
our show.
They don't shop through Amazon. They're slackers.
That's true.
I am. I just shopped at Amazon the other day, and I was thinking, oh, I should go through Duo.
But did
but
you?
I didn't.
No.
I like how he even thought about it. Wasn't even just like,
well, you broadcast
it. It is five extra letters.
It's well, too
now,
much work.
I have it on my favorites.
Thank
Amazon,
you.
So.
It's unacceptable.
Okay, well, listeners, just write your usual crap then. It don't matter. If you want to work for us.
Seth, what's your option? Go.
Yeah.
Ooh,
I already said send pictures. No, I don't know. I wasn't expecting anyone to ask me usually.
Well, exactly.
Should
write
Jenny
for
Christmas
not having an answer.
Letters.
I've done enough. I typed these up.
Oh. You know, why do you type them? Why don't you just copy paste?
I actually, that's exactly what I do.
Oh, I type
so,
these. I type
basically
these.
Basically, it's just highlight and click and then click.
I have to look.
He doesn't even click. He just like drags
the keyboard.
I have to look up where they're from.
Control V.
Oh.
Okay.
Pocatello.
Move.
Okay.
Okay.
Commercial?
No.
It would help if I actually turned off the music.
You need a second mute button.
Thanks, Chris. Okay. When we come back, we will discuss Katrina's tattoo, Carmen, Colby at Pizza Hut, and then other things that we will begin talking about that will make us not talk about the three things I just mentioned.
Yeah.
Because okay. That's how our show
that's
is.
Usually what happens, basically.
So write us about how angry that makes you.
Please.
If you want to send us letters, life@duo.com, L-I-F-E, shift 2, D-E-W-O-H, period, C-O-M. That is our email address. Email us. Thank you. We'll be right back.
This is Life.
Boys speak in rhythm and girls in code. Dun, 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 dun.
Welcome back, y'all. This is Life. The show that's so self-absorbed and only about sports.
And me.
And Katrina.
Mostly Katrina.
We try so hard to please you fans, and we just can't. So we had a show meeting during that commercial, and we decided that we're not even going to release this episode. Except for this part. So you know that we plan to not release it. Let me tell you, the last 40 minutes were the most hilarious content we've ever put out. It's too bad you guys suck. What am I doing?
I don't know. You're just talking.
Has it really been 40 minutes?
Yeah, it has been 40 minutes.
Wow, time just flies.
I know, time flies when you're doing crap. Okay, Katrina.
Yes?
You altered your body.
I did.
You broke the Lord's law.
Okay.
You got a tattoo.
I did.
Dun, dun, dun.
Is that in the Bible?
No.
I don't feel like don't it is.
So. It is. You can't put ink on your body.
Where does it say that?
In Leviticus, where all that crap is said.
Yeah,
well, yeah,
true.
But that's Old Testament.
Old Testament
doesn't
count.
You got Jesus.
You know, I'm from the Old Testament because I'm a Jew.
I knew there was something fishy about you.
I know. That's why you have no money left. I stole it.
But
I'm
you
a
know
Jew and I love money.
Big.
Yeah. Anyway. Thanks. Katrina, like, always gets halfway there. That time she moved her head, but she took the microphone with her. Hold on, guys. I'm going to cough. I'll move. Sorry about that.
Oh, I'm glad you don't break wind. What did you do then?
I actually had that happen one time when I was on the air. It was very hard to
explain.
To continue. It wasn't from me. Okay, if it's from me, you'll know it because the microphones will melt. Also,
and so are your skin.
I was just in the middle. It was during the show, and AJ, one of the funniest people I ever did radio with, was just. I was just in the middle of a sentence. He's like, "Hold on, guys, hold on here." How am I supposed to continue with radio after that? Look what we've done. We have talked about something that has nothing to do with
tattoo. I was just waiting.
I brought it up.
I know.
And then we ignored it.
Katrina, please talk about your tattoo.
Tell us about your tat.
I'm
not cool enough to say tat.
It just sounds dirty when he says it.
It sounds weird in general.
I should be like one of those old people that say tattoo.
Tattoo.
Okay, so I got a cross tattoo on my shoulder.
Yes.
That's it.
The
was
end.
There an experience you want to share?
Okay, so.
You can cry like a little girl.
Okay, so. I got my tattoo last Tuesday.
I was there.
You and Seth showed up.
Seth is like dying over here.
I like if you guys were there, you should have brought equipment to record it or something.
They took pictures. That was pretty much it. They were going
God,
to, but Seth got a little
I'm
inebriated.
Crying. That was the funniest thing ever. I got a tattoo of a cross on my shoulder.
I don't know why I always fail in my essays.
Oh, goodness.
Okay.
Just talk over Seth laughing.
Oh, God. I can't. It's too loud.
That was the funniest thing that's ever happened in my life.
Wow, you really don't have a life.
I don't. I really don't. Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Breathe. What color is it? Can
okay, I got a black cross tattoo on my shoulder last Tuesday. And from the moment I went in there to the moment I was done, took like a half an hour, not even, from her to draw it up and to put it on me. I had her place it like 3 or 4 times. This is so serious now.
This is not serious.
Yeah,
I know.
Say, this is like the Omen or something?
It's the Exorcist.
But
anyway, and so then she started my tattoo, and it tickled at first. Yes, it tickled at first. And so it was really weird because then it like was borderline tickle and hurting, so then I kind of like had to twitch and move.
That's
and
what you
like,
want to do when you get a tattoo.
I know, right? That's exactly
I have
like
a
that.
Whole line on your back. Oops.
I couldn't help
we'll
it.
Buff that out.
I couldn't help it. And so, and then, the more she drew on me, the more it hurt, and the more she kind of
well,
dug
yes.
in.
Yeah.
And then I'm kind of like, okay, this kind of hurts now. But then you two showed up, and then it distracted me, so we're all good.
You two showed up, so I had to pretend that I was not hurting at all.
It was strange because it was snowing. It was like God was
yeah,
crying because
yeah. it was amazing. It was beautiful, wet snow.
As opposed to that ugly, dry snow we usually get.
No, because it was like half melted. Like it was nice, watery snow
oh, okay.
versus
sure
like
blood?
Nasty.
It's raining blood.
It's raining blood.
You know the powdery snow we've been getting.
Well, I always thought, never mind.
No, I gotta hear why this happened. Well, what
is the thought process here?
From snow, wet and fluffy, to blood raining from the heaven.
From her back. Never mind.
Oh.
Know?
Okay.
I knew what you meant. I pointed my back, did I not?
We live together. We kind of know.
We have a psyche yeah. thing going on.
Psyche?
We got yeah. something.
Yeehaw!
We haven't played that for so long. It was time. It was
hey,
time.
How come you never yodel whenever he plays that?
Do you know how to yodel?
No, not really yodel, but I mean, like, how come you don't
whoop?
Like,
gotta yeah, do a cowboy do whoop.
Yeehaw.
No, come on.
That wasn't good. Come on.
Bad cowboy.
Give us a good cowboy impression. Go. Come on.
No.
You can do it.
No.
We have faith in you.
I'm not doing it.
The show won't move on until it happens.
I'm not doing
it. And I'm going to play this song. Save the listeners, Katrina.
Yeehaw.
Wow, you just sound like you just got on like some stranger and be like, yeehaw.
That fits in with her love life for the most part. Yeehaw, here's my boob. Okay, so anyway, back to the regular portion of the show that most people will hear. Katrina, anything else you can tell us about your tattoo? Tattoo.
My tattoo.
Your tattoo that you got.
Not really. I mean,
what'd your parents say? Like, mom.
Well, I was flipping through pictures stupidly.
Did you tell your parents?
I did not.
Okay. Did they know you had an interest?
No. Yes.
Okay.
They've known since I was 18.
So they were at least prepared that you may.
And I told them. I told them in August that I was probably going to get it soon. Okay. Which they were not happy with.
Okay.
And then. They weren't. Neither one were.
I thought Dad didn't care.
Yeah, he's. He would prefer me not to, but he's just like, it's your body, it's your life, whatever.
Yeah. It's not what the Lord said.
Go with God. Anyway,
go with God, my son.
So I was showing Mom pictures from my birthday and things and like my new camera stuff and just trying to be involved with Mom, whatever. And I that picture...
be involved with your mom. Yes, continue.
Anyway, and I didn't know where that picture was at in my repertoire of pictures. And so it popped up. And all of a sudden, Mom was just like, oh, what was that? Is that yours? And I was like... And we all broke out in a song and dance.
Good God.
This is why we don't get things done, Seth.
Anyway, and so...
It's been so long since Katrina's told a good story.
And so she asked me if that was mine. I said yes. And she's like, okay, let me see it.
You should have said it was on your ass.
And so,
sorry, right it's here. On my left cheek. You still want to see it?
Anyway, so I showed her, and she's just like, well, that's not so bad.
At least it's not the F word.
Whatever.
Because she always told me, never get a tattoo. Hey, Trevor, you're in college now. Never get a tattoo. See that person with a tattoo? Yeah.
Does your mother have a tattoo?
No.
Are you sure?
Of course.
How sure are you?
We've seen her naked a couple of times on accident.
Please.
Welcome to the Abbott Family Christmas.
Yeehaw! That's not Christmas, that's every day.
Oh, come on. You have not seen their parents naked on accident.
On accident or naked?
No,
on accident.
Oh, well, then not me.
Okay. No.
Now who gets the banjo music?
I don't. I get this.
What was that?
Of course you would.
Bring me a bagel.
No, so I expected Mom to tell Dad, because like, she is like this little tattletale of all tattletales.
Okay.
Like, no matter what happens, she's like, Bruce, did you know the da-da-da-da-da-da, whatever, she's a big tattletale.
Okay.
So...
Is she a tattletale, Katrina? I don't know if you made that clear.
Anyway, and so I was getting ready for church the next day, and I was doing my hair, and I didn't have a shirt on yet. I had my bra on, because... I do that.
These are details we don't need.
Well, okay. No, they're kind of needed, because the cross is on my shoulder... I was in my parents' bathroom blow drying my hair.
I actually have exclusive audio of what the bathroom sounded like.
Pretty much. I was trying to put it on my face. It didn't really work well. And so... Anyway. So I'm blow drying my hair. And Dad came in to get clothes from the thingy. And so...
Wait, did you have a shirt on at this point?
No.
Oh, my God.
Again, it's part of the story.
Yes.
So I'm like, he walked past me and he didn't see it. So I assumed that Mom had told him. So that's why he wasn't commenting on it. Like, okay, whatever. So then, like, we went to church. I had to stay there later because I was involved in a baptism. And
had you put on a shirt yet?
Confessing.
Yes. Yes. And so I came home.
I have sinned. I have desecrated the holy temple. It is my body.
I came home and was changing back into normal clothes, aside from my heels and slacks and church clothes.
Yes,
and I asked Dad. I was like, "Hey, Dad, did Mom tell you what I did?" And
did you get the clap?
Yes. I've got the clap, and I'm giving it to you.
I'm so glad I could isolate that. Thank you.
Remind me, it's on my phone.
No, that's enough for
the
me.
Gift that keeps on giving.
Yes.
That
anyway. And so Mom was quick.
We talked about that on the last show, didn't we?
And
let Katrina finish her story. It's gone on forever.
I know, right? We're ready for something new.
Chris was annoyed at both of us.
Oh my God.
She's annoyed because your story is taking too long and annoyed at me because I'm prolonging.
Dear Katrina, I wish you would stop talking about yourself.
This is why our listeners quit listening.
And this is why, because Seth, you know, and drags this is, it out.
This is why me and Katrina love our show.
It's true.
Oh
my god.
We just do this.
Keep
for
going.
Each other.
I'm in suspense.
Okay.
Anyway, so
what happens next?
I asked Dad if he knew, and Mom was gonna be like, no, come in here, show him, tell him, blah 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 blah. I'm like, okay, fine. So I go out there and I show him my tattoo, and his response was, well, that's bigger than I thought you were gonna get it.
That sounds like it's the worst joke line ever. Well, that was bigger than I thought you were gonna get it.
It's not a joke. It's just the fact that like
it's not
like,
very big though. Like, did he expect like a dot?
Pretty much. No, I think he probably thought it was gonna be like a quarter smaller than what it is.
Okay.
I was gonna go with my whole back. You know?
I know, like one big cross from shoulder blade to.
You know, financially, I didn't have the money, Dad. But thank you, Dad. Good old Padre.
Yeah, that's right. Your boyfriend paid for it.
That's true.
It's nice.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
How much did it cost you?
80.
That's 70. Bad. It was 70. Don't be crazy. It was, yeah.
Oh, my bad. It was 70.
How dare you lie to me. I can never trust you ever again.
I'm sorry.
The trust has been broken.
So is that it? I don't even know how we got talking about
that. And everyone keeps asking me if it hurt. Like, I mean, yeah, it kind of hurt at the time, but like as soon as she was done, like it didn't really hurt at all. The only thing that hurt was the fact that she put tape on my back, like a
pulled off your back hair.
No, pretty much that's what happened. That's exactly what happened. Thank you. Don't you have exclusive video of that?
You're Robin Williams.
Radio? Are we on a radio?
I don't even know what sound effect to play.
Anyway, so the only problem was the tape got really, really stuck to my back, and it hurt how I slept because it was stretched.
So basically, the only
nothing hurt.
Was
and the only...
Except for the tape.
Here's I have exclusive audio of Katrina pulling off her bandage. Get off of me!
So you move things to change them. Take it. That just doesn't sound good at all.
That's everyone seeing my hairy back.
No, that was you pulling it off and your voice changed.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I've gotten two things now. Very happy. So, we didn't get to Carmen, nor did we get to Colby.
Hey, we still need 60 seconds with Chris.
Oh, we do need 30 seconds. It's 30 seconds.
Oh, my bad.
30
it was
seconds.
60
I keep wanting more just to be like,
people
you can
want,
talk now.
People
you
want
can
more
talk
Chris.
Now.
Well, why don't you shut up then and let her talk? God.
I need him to turn the music on.
Okay, Chris,
and
are you
my
ready?
Mic.
Are you ready for your 30
okay.
seconds?
Okay.
Here we go. 30 seconds with Chris starting now.
Okay, well, we had a fan letter about Carmen. So Carmen's my friend. She's been my friend since 7th grade. When we rode the bus together, and she's really short, and she's got short hair, and she's tiny, and she owns two dogs, and she's going to college to be a nurse, but apparently she can't decide between being a nurse and a doctor now, because she's failing chem, but I'm pretty sure you need chem to be a doctor.
And now what about this formal?
Oh, and right, she's going to this formal.
And now talk about what I want.
Slip that right in.
So sneaky, Katrina.
I know, right?
Well, I think we talked about how she went on a date the other day. And he asked her to a formal, but apparently they're just going as friends.
I couldn't hear myself. I thought I was turned off.
She just beats the microphone and lays it down on the table.
Oh, you're interrupting Chris's wonderful story.
I was responding, yes. And I didn't hear.
No one can hear me. I haven't talked for more than 30 seconds. Am I okay?
Hey, it's my turn to talk, okay? Chris, continue.
So,
her formal.
Hello?
Hello, hiya.
You guys are animals.
There's something wrong with us tonight.
There's something
Trevor.
Wrong with you every
Trevor
night.
I brought something Trevor. Shiny Trevor. To be like, ooh, look. Ah.
Hello, hiya.
Hello, hiya.
Chris, finish with
please
the formal.
Finish.
So, well, I asked her if she was excited. I was like, oh, that'll be fun. You get to, like, dress up. And, you know, girls like to do all
dress
that
up.
Stuff. And she was like, yeah, I guess it'll be okay.
Now, did you say she was going with the guy she went on a date with?
Yeah, he asked her, but I guess they're just going as friends.
Well, that's okay, because the just whole boyfriend thing freaked her out, even though she wants one.
So that means they can't make out, then.
Well,
yeah,
with Carmen, just friends made, you know.
Oh, making out? Oh, sweet.
Well, she didn't hold hands with that one boy named Seth when they were just friends, right?
Yes. She,
not me, another Seth.
Another obviously. Seth. And
I know it's hard to believe that there's two of them.
She's like, oh, I just want to be friends with him, but he always flirts with me, and then I give in.
Wow.
But not like
easy.
Oh, you found my weakness. It's flirting. Okay, here
yeah,
we go.
Yeah, this guy just flirts with me all the time, so it's just like fine. I whipped out my boom and I'm playing.
I flirt with everyone. I don't know
that's
why.
That's me.
I don't know why
Carmen does not whip her boobs out.
That's
I whip my boob back. It's the same thing for 3 minutes. I'm done.
If you buy one episode this year,
buy this one.
Buy this episode. Oh, we gotta take a break. Did we talk about Corbett? No one's gonna be
a
satisfied
little bit,
with that.
But whatever.
It was a better update.
I don't know what else to say.
Next week, guys. Luplon.
Ask specific questions you want to know about her.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say.
Don't send me dating questions that you would ask if you're
does she like long walks on the beach?
Does she Moonlight. Like the moon?
I hate the moon.
Carmen hates the moon, actually.
Carmen probably hates about everything.
Bats.
Except for showers and pee.
I like. Does she pee in the shower? Because that's like
no.
the best thing ever.
No, but she.
What are we talking about?
Carmen!
Peeing in the shower. Where have you been?
Because okay. when Carmen came over. She was
peed in the shower.
No,
she took showers.
Look what I can do.
She showers twice a day, every day.
Yep. Oh God.
This is life.
Katrina, it's been a while since we talked of a record.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to join me in that? Okay. It's beautiful on this November 16th. It's kind of cold outside, but still kind of warm for November. It's kind of scary. I'm kind of worried about what Mother Nature's going to do when it decides to even out how warm it is outside right now. Isn't it warm, Katrina?
Yeah!
Wow. That one actually worked!
Yay, guys!
We did it! There wasn't much enthusiasm in your yeah, but...
I was trying to be more, like, actual.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it is!
Ron
versus, like, yeah, I'm a spaz! Give me drugs!
Give me drugs!
Because that's what spaz people are.
How's that
usually.
Catalog?
It's not bad.
Think you can muster enough energy to close out the show?
I suppose.
Okay, that's good.
I feel like we could do that.
Maybe.
Is there patented fade out again?
Yep.
All right. Yes. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you.
Trevor?
Yeah.
Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
Nah.
Oh, you missed me.
Here,
just because you missed me doesn't mean I missed you.
You're welcome back anytime.
Who calls who the most?
You.
Well, I have no life right now. I'm bored at work.
That's true.
I would like to take this time to also apologize to Jeff.
Sorry, Jeff. For Trevor beat him on the show.
I know. And that wasn't the intention. I totally forgot Trevor was even coming until
I told
morning.
You this
Katrina
morning.
Katrina mentioned him this morning, and then I couldn't have been like, oh, Jeff hasn't come yet.
So, well, it's not like it would have mattered. He would have still broke down the door. I told you he wet his pants on the way over here. Okay. He wouldn't have let me come over without
him. Well, I'm not going to be like, Trevor can't come. I'm apologizing to Jeff.
We're sorry, Jeff.
I'm sorry, Jeff.
Maybe he listened to the horrible quality that was the beginning of the show and stopped listening, and then he didn't even notice that Trevor was here.
That would be true. I hope so.
Yeah, me
for
too.
For his sake.
I hope all of you stop listening.
I don't. I enjoy this. I enjoy talking about myself.
Katrina, if we had one listener, we would still do this stupid show. Even if it was just Trevor.
It'd probably just be me. I'd be like, I can't listen to my sister. Yeah.
What are my sister's up to this week?
She living vicariously through me.
Wait, just change the name of the show to Trevor.
I second that. Oh, what? This? Oh, we weren't voting?
No.
Sad day.
Yes.
I'm going to make this one Trevor. Check the iTunes art for a new update this week. Anyway, thanks for listening. Send us your emails.
But not love letters.
Yeah, send me some, too.
Send Trevor emails. Trevor, you want to get out your email address on the show?
No.
That's what I thought. You don't want to read what people have to say, I promise. Katrina, are you asleep?
I'm not.
Okay, because it looked
Be
like
excited.
You were...
Be excited. Basketball's on.
Hey, we're going to eat after this. I'm hungry. Let's go.
Chicken fried steak.
Yum. And we're going to the basketball game.
Basketball!
Oh, my God.
K-State basketball, Emma! Just because of the letter.
Wow,
suck it, listeners.
Like, I'm a bitch.
It came from me.
Anyway,
it's about that.
Thank you all for listening to this week's episode. We appreciate it. We'll
always
be back
do
next week. Wait, are we gonna do it next? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
It doesn't interfere with Thanksgiving at all.
No, okay. It's Monday.
We'll be back with a brand new episode next week where we're gonna eat turkey on the air.
We won't
eat a turkey.
No, we don't have my
I have turkey breast.
We'll say, let's eat some turkey. This is good turkey.
Yours apparently still alive.
Also, the cops are apparently coming.
I like my fresh.
I couldn't tell if that was the cops or like a really like cheering or something. And I was like, what?
Everybody be very quiet. Let's see if we can get it on the microphone. I don't think we can hear it. Whatever.
I don't think so.
I can.
Well,
either way, thank you all for listening. I think I've said that 15 times.
Yep.
Thank you.
Let's do our great fade out.
There's no fade out.
We just say bye.
There's no
bye.
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 This is Life.
We'll be right back.